It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us, once again, the one and only Des Fafara of Devil Driver. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Jackie. Thanks so much for having me on, and good to hear your voice.
You too. Lots of craziness in the last couple of months. I'm glad that you're doing okay. We're here to talk about the new Devil Driver record, Dealing with Demons. And lyrically, Dealing with Demons is very literal and easy to understand. What's easier and harder about being so direct with your lyrical message?
Look, I've always kind of waxed off the questions that are like, what is this song about? I'll usually say, you know, what is it to you? Okay, and I'll let it live within the listener's minds as what they have as their conjecture of what the song is about. This is a very literal record for me. Dealing with Demons was exactly that. I had come off, you know, years of sobriety and other things that I've been going through, and I said, look, I'm going to deal with every demon that I've got, put it on a record, so I actually don't have to go back to waxing lyrically about the things that I've discussed since Cold Chamber, which are, you know, people's inability to communicate, oftentimes the human struggle, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, let's put them all down. So like, what is the first one? One of them was, you know, the fact that I've lived basically social distance my whole life, and I've been a loner, a very private person, so that's what Keep Away From Me was about. Iona, the song that you're spinning now, is a separate thing. That's about, you know, how death is feeling like it's constantly chasing you. And everybody feels like that, and how do you get away from that kind of a feeling? It's a very direct record for me. I think people are going to see each of these songs as being something they're going to identify with, and that's really what I've been finding out on social media. Is a lot of people have been hitting me going, hey, I identify with this song or that song, so thank you. So that's where we're coming from on Dealing with Demons.
Dealing with Demons, the new record from Devil Driver, is coming out on October 9th. Here's the tune Des was talking about from the record, Devil Driver with Iona. Slipknot on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Of course, Corey Taylor's got new music out there now. Her Devil Driver in there with a new tune called Iona. You can find that on their upcoming new record, Dealing with Demons, which again comes out on October 9th. Des from Devil Driver is my guest on the show tonight. Gonna take a quick break, though. Still to come, music from Slayer, Exodus. Gonna check out a new tune from Napalm Death next, and more with Des Fafara. It's Full Metal Jackie. Des from Devil Driver on the show with us this week. We're talking about the new Devil Driver record, Dealing with Demons. And life was already pretty tumultuous for you, even before the pandemic. What makes writing music an effective coping mechanism when you're immersed in turmoil?
Look, I mean, you know, some cats go out and wrench on their car or go play baseball with their friends or whatever it is, right? I mean, that lyrics have always been a way out for me. And yes, it was a really intense 2019 for us. In the middle of writing, recording a record, we had to flee our home twice from wildfires. My wife came and went through multiple surgeries for cancer. We delayed the record. It was insane. I was looking very forward to 2020 until around Christmas time in 2019. I started watching this virus, and I told my wife, I said, this is looking like it's going to come to the U.S., and we've been quarantined since January 5th. So just so you guys know, I mean, I've always used Instacart for groceries, et cetera, because I have better things to do than wander around the grocery store for 2 hours, you know. So not a lot has changed in the fact that I'm extremely private. We've been locked away, except for the fact that, yeah, it was just incredibly tumultuous 2019 and now into 2020. Not only that, you know, we run a management company with several massive bands that we handle, and you've got to keep them afloat. So the world is in a crazy place. The one thing that is needed right now is music. This is why we decided to not wait and forego putting out the record until 2021 when we could tour around it like a lot of bands are. I decided to not make the business move, which waiting till 2021 would have been. I decided to do the people move, which is people need music, and especially this record in their life. That's why we're releasing at this time during this pandemic and getting it out to people.
Des Fafara from Devil Driver with us. The new Devil Driver record, Dealing With Demons, comes out in October. Des is going to be picking music in just a bit. Plus, we'll have tunes from Motorhead, Baby Metal. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, though, right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Des Fafara of Devil Driver is my guest on the show this week. We're talking about the new record, Dealing With Demons, which is a double album, but it's a staggered release, correct?
It is. It is a staggered release. And I don't think I could have gotten all this out and tried to move on lyrically, which I'm going to do on my next records, to other, I say, more woke topics than the human foibles that we all go through, right? So it is a double album staggered release this year and then next year.
In what ways will distancing the two parts enhance the overall listening experience?
I think what we're already finding now is just the two songs that have been released. People can't wait to hear what's going to go on further and what I'm going to discuss. And what I've always said is there's been a convolution of things here, right? We're like, a lot of people love the second record better than the first one. A lot of people love the first one better than the second one. So I think people are going to want to get that second record to hear where I'm going with this and how I bring this whole thing to circle, you know, to the end. And there's just way too much for me to write about, to get off my chest, to do a single record. And I've never done a double in my life, so I think it's just about time to do that.
Des from Devil Driver with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Protest the Hero. We've got a Slayer tune coming up next and more with Des. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Des from Devil Driver on the show with us tonight. And Des, the way you've described the new album, it sounds like an amalgamation of Devil Driver and Coal Chamber. What was the biggest challenge in combining those two distinct sides of your musical personality?
First of all, when we discussed that, we discussed my lyrical styles, my way of writing. We're not really discussing musically because those guys couldn't go into that realm. But what I said to the guys in Devil Driver is, if we just met today and we just started to make music today, what would we make? If you disregarded the brand, disregarded what we've done over the years and all the favorite records of people or this or that, who would we be? And what would you guys write? When I started to get that music, I knew that I had to do all of what I've done over my career and put it all in for Dealing With Demons. And that's why you're going to come up with, I think, what is such a different record. And I've made the comment several times that if I walked away after this double record, I will have felt like I've left everything on the table, which every artist should feel like that every record. But now, at this specific time in my life, that's how I feel.
Des Fafara with us. The new Devil Driver record, Dealing With Demons, coming out on October 9th. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, going to check out a new tune from Protest the Hero. They put out a record called Palimpsest back in June. I'll play you a tune off that. Plus, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Des Fafara of Devil Driver with us, talking about the new Devil Driver record, Dealing With Demons. And Des, music, especially metal, generally works best in the communal environment of a live concert. With the concert industry on hold, how will that change the importance of music with the emphasis solely on recorded music?
I think you have to go back to where you were when you were a kid and you couldn't go to concerts because your parents wouldn't allow you. You have to go back to the place where, like, listening to music in your room with a friend or by yourself is an amazing experience. Watching a video for the first time for this band is an amazing experience. Put the live shows aside for a minute, because the fact is we can't all get there, and go back into the place where you fell in love with music. You know, buy a vinyl, even if you don't have a vinyl player, so you can read the lyrics, you can look at all the photos in there, and you can get yourself part of music again without that live experience. Look, we're all missing it. I made the comment to somebody last night that I'd pay 10 grand to go play in front of 2,500 people right now. It would be an amazing experience, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. I have my own thoughts about when that will even happen, and I think we need to get back to the experience of, like, what is music to me? How do I find a new band? How do I search out new bands? And remember what it was like sitting in your room in the dark, listening to your favorite band by yourself. That's where we're back to. And really, that's the honest love of music. That's that's the place we should be in. So when we do attend those concerts, we actually are wholehearted into it when we see the band.
Des from Devil Driver with us. The new record is called Dealing with Demons. It's coming out October 9th. You can pre-order it now. Des, thank you so much for being on the show, and I wish you guys best of health and be safe, and I miss you guys, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much. We miss you too, and thanks for always supporting me over the years, and thanks for spinning Iona. It's a very different song for Devil Driver, and people are really taking to this, so we love you, we miss you, and we can't wait till we can all get back in a room together and hang out, you know. But until then, let music guide you, man. Let music be a driving force in your life. It's what we have right now. We have media, and music is part of that. So find your favorite band and jam it daily.
Also, you should follow Dez's dog on Instagram. little doodle bug.
It's true. I have a Doberman and I have a JK, and they both have Instagram pages.
Yes.
But, people love them. I mean, look, I started realizing that people want to see a little bit. And I have been a very private guy, right, for 20 years. So people want to kind of see into my life. So the good way to do that is show them my dogs or starting, the personal positivity post that I did on Instagram as well, and start talking to people as well. Just kind of get out there and open myself up a little bit. It feels good. So follow my dogs.
Yeah. And your Doberman, which can be very terrifying if he wants to be, but Des and his wife call him Doodlebug, which makes it sound like he's not scary, which is even funnier. That dog, I thought was gonna either kill me or, I don't know, eat me last time. But
he's insane. You know, all my animals are rescues, and Piper Doodlebug. We call him Doodles. Like, he's a rescue from Canada. Actually, I sent my assistant, drove 5 days with him back here. He's been a wonderful dog. He's an amazing guard dog. I wouldn't come to my house unexpected, because yeah, he would be a hell to deal with. And I've raised pits in my life, but this dog has that thing where, like right now, he's laying by Anastasia, and if somebody were to come approach her, it'd be a real bad situation for him. Yeah. Excuse my language. Got to realize I'm on the radio. You can beep that out.
I can beep that out. Anyway,
I can't help but cuss when I'm talking about a Doberman. They're such great dogs. So,
well, thank you so much, Des, and hope to see you soon.
All good. Much love to you. Thank you.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.